Listen to Dr. Saunders talking about eating disorders and match the sentence halves.
Today, we welcome Dr. Andrew Saunders to our studio. Good evening, Dr. Saunders.
Good evening.
You are going to talk about eating disorders like anorexia or bulimia. Have those disorders always been a problem in our society?
No. To my mind, those diseases are mainly disorders of an affluent society. On the one hand, there is too much of a supply of unhealthy food. People stuff themselves with sweets, cakes, or instant food, and then they have to deal with being overweight and being obese. On the other hand, there is the fashion industry that fools young girls into having to be slim and perfect. Their idols are skinny models that starve themselves to death. And this is the reason why, especially girls and young women, may develop anorexia or bulimia.
Could you please explain to our listeners what anorexia actually is?
Yes, of course. An anorexic person suffers from reduced appetite or even from a total aversion to food. It very often starts with a severe diet, which may nearly be obsessive in order to lose weight. Girls may even refuse to eat anything for fear of being fat. They suffer from an enormous desire to be thin. It is really a very serious physical and emotional disease. The patient's self-perception is distorted, and if the ill person looks into the mirror, she will see an obese person, even if the reality shows a skinny skeleton. They are also driven to constantly control their weight, which is, of course, a big mistake.
That sounds horrible!
It is horrible.
You talk about girls and young women. So, is it a female disease?
Mostly female patients are affected by anorexia and bulimia, but there are male patients too.
What kind of illness is bulimia?
Patients again feel that they are obese. They stuff themselves with large amounts of food in a very short time, but then they try to throw up and they even swallow drugs to be able to vomit.
Is that what we may call binge eating?
Yes, it is. Some patients also practice sports excessively or drink large amounts of water.
What are the risks those two diseases may bring about?
Well, in both cases, the intake of healthy food and vitamins is too low. Bulimia may bring about throat, teeth, and even lung problems because in vomit there is a lot of acid. Some other complications may be depression or even suicide. Anorexia may cause infertility, osteoporosis, heart failure, and many other diseases. And of course, there is the risk of starving.
How can those ill people be helped?
Medical and psychological treatment is absolutely necessary. Some therapies may last several years.
Unfortunately, time is up again, and I'd like to thank Dr. Saunders for being a guest in our studio.
You're welcome.